Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, on a Tuesday morning, we see yesterday major decisions. Let's start with New York. The top court ruled that local officials can approve zoning laws to ban hydraulic fracturing within their borders.
Well, this is a very good piece of news for those people who oppose fracking. And there are many in New York State. It has become rather a major cause. And by allowing local communities to say, we don't want fracking in our backyard, of course, you have created a situation in which fracking will be set back. On the other hand, where major corporate interests in this country have tried to have their way, there's always an attempt to override things like this. Federalize it, for example, make a law so that the federal government can override what localities do. I would expect we're going to see more of that kind of thing as we have in the past.
Now to the Supreme Court. Major decisions yesterday. Let's start with the court rejecting contraceptives mandate for some corporations.
Yeah, the court said under Justice Alito that if you are a closely held corporation, meaning that the family owns the corporation as opposed to large numbers of stockholders owning it, that you on religious principles can opt out of the mandate that your company and its insurers provide contraception to its workers. Of course, this is a 5-4 decision, and so once again, we see a system of government in which even if you have a democracy on the lower levels, sooner or later it gets up to the Grand Ayatollah who says, no, this doesn't pass my principles. I think in the United States now, in a so-called democracy, a democratic republic, we hardly have that because we have these 4 or 5 guys. I predicted what was going to happen here, and in fact, it's exactly what happened. And when it came to labor unions and the other major decision that the court had, which said that if you're part-time and you're a home health care worker, you don't have to pay union dues, even though the union has gone ahead and has represented you in all of the negotiations and gotten you your contract, you don't have to do that. And so once again, we see what the predictable politics of the conservative majority, who are basically doing the business of the Republican Party in the country, are doing. You elect a president overwhelmingly, you hand him a mandate, and then these 5 people can come down in the same way the Grand Ayatollah might in Iran, and they say, no, it doesn't pass our particular muster. Not quite the democracy either.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
Thank you, David. I think Tuesdays are becoming the new Friday.